Salcombe and Bolt Head Walk, Heritage. This walk is best begun and ended with the lovely little ferry trip from White Strand Pontoon, which gives a completely different perspective on the town and the land. From the ferry, you can see the tiny waterside castle-shaped fort built on the Salcombe side. It was built during the Napoleonic Wars to give the French the impression that the estuary was well fortified. From the sea, it looks like a second fort, but from the side, more like a stage set. A little further along from the water stands Fort Charles. This one really is a fort, probably built originally by Henry VIII. It was occupied by Royalist troops during the English Civil War in 1644. The fort withstood months of siege. Salcombe was the last place in England to hold out against Oliver Cromwell's Roundheads. The ornate boathouse at Southsands was built in 1870 to house the first of Salcombe's rowing lifeboats. When the alarm was raised, the crew had to run from Salcombe to launch the 33-foot boat and row it out to sea. On October the 27th, 1916, the lifeboat, William and Emma, capsized on Salcombe Bar as it attempted to return to harbour, leading to 13 of the crew losing their lives. The ill-fated trip came after the 15-strong crew departed in heavy storms to assist the Western Lass. They reached the wreck and discovered that its crew had already been rescued, and so they made their way back to harbour. But this time, the storm was too strong. The lifeboat capsized, sparing only two lives. This event was a tragic blow to the small community of Salcombe and one of the worst incidents recorded in RNLI history. Further on the coast, you will see a memorial to the men who lost their lives. The National Trust property of Overbeck's was known as Sharpitour House until it was bought by an eccentric chemist, collector and inventor, Otto Overbeck's. He invented the electrical rejuvenator, a contraption he claimed would be able to cure most maladies and allow people to live up to 350 years. It didn't do the trot for Otto himself, who died in 1937, leaving the property to the National Trust. Vikings once landed and settled in the valley at Stairhole Bay. Centuries later, the bay became the last resting place for the wrecked Herzogin Cecily. This handsome four-masted vessel had an acre of sail and was one of the fastest sailing ships of the seas, outstripping all comers in great grain races. The ship struck the nearby Hamstone and was towed into Stairhole Bay, where she broke up in high seas. The wreck is still visible as a dark outline in the water, and part of the vessel still appears above the water at very low tides. The old blockhouses perched on the rocks at Bolt Head are the remains of World War II observation posts.